How can the government and public sector agencies protect their domains with DMARC? Email security is critical for government and public sector agencies, as their communications embody trust and authority. A single, fraudulent email posing as an official government message can shatter public confidence and expose citizens to financial or identity theft. To prevent such risks, implementing DMARC domain-based message authentication, reporting, and conformance, alongside SPF Sender Policy Framework and DKIM Domain Keys Identified Mail, is essential. These protocols authenticate legitimate emails, block impersonation attempts, and provide valuable insights into suspicious activities, thereby preserving the integrity of public communication. Public sector domains are particularly vulnerable because citizens inherently trust messages from government addresses and are more likely to follow instructions within them. Unlike private organizations, email threats to public institutions can jeopardize national security and disrupt vital services such as healthcare, defense, or disaster response. Hence, robust email authentication is a non-negotiable requirement. Globally, governments have taken strong steps to enforce DMARC implementation. The United States mandates federal agencies to use SPFDK, IM, and DMARC under DHS Directive BOD 18-1. The United Kingdom requires all government domains to enforce DMARC with P equals reject. Germany mandates public sector entities and ISPs to deploy SPFDK, IM, and DMARC, while New Zealand enforces stringent SGE framework requirements, including DMARC with P equals reject and SPF with hard fail. For effective DMARC adoption, agencies should follow a structured approach. Map all senders using government domains and subdomains. Implement SPF and DKIM to establish an authentication baseline. Publish and monitor a DMARC record, starting with P equals none to collect data. Analyze reports and progress to P equals reject once all legitimate senders are validated. Proper DMARC deployment safeguards public trust, strengthens national cybersecurity, and ensures secure government communications.